Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security are preparing mass graves for martial law near Chicago. They're doing it nationwide, admittedly. This is a scared Indiana County emergency head right on the border. Let's finish up with the audio. This is from D.H. Williams, the Daily Newscaster, and this is documented. Here we go.
It might be bird flu, but my brother's saying that, you know, bird flu really, you know, is an event right now, unless they know something we don't know. Then the Sheriff's Department started getting long questionnaires. I got one myself. I didn't fill it out, but and lots of questions about, you know, what kind of resources do we have? What kind of, how many officers? What can we handle? What are you going to do if Chicago has an emergency and you have 400,000 people heading in your county? Where can you put mass graves? We need to know spaces and mass graves. How many can you handle? Can you handle bodies from surrounding counties and those types of things? And we're going, what the heck? You guys talking about, you know, tell us what's going on. Oh, nothing. Nothing's going on. We're just contingency plans. If something ever happened, you know, we just really need to know how to handle things. And then I was contacted by Homeland Security through what we have to do is have what is called a hazard mitigation plan. All right, well, that sounds good. And what they're saying is FEMA is saying that disasters are costing them too much money, so we've got to have a plan to mitigate the damage from disasters.
Stop right there. See, that's federalization of the county. They're saying under law, you've got to take our orders and carry out these plans. And this is mainly to find out what counties and cities will go along with the system or what people are wise to it. That's what the military's been doing for decades with these urban warfare drills, is finding out who's aware, who isn't, who they can work with, who they can't, who they can pay off, who they can't. This is how they take over third world nations. They're just taking their time doing it here. Back to the tape.
Happens. And I understand. You've got New Orleans, you've got fires in California, and you've got tornadoes in Oklahoma, and you have those things going on. But we're looking at them going, you know, look, we're in the middle of a cornfield. What kind of disasters are we talking about? Oh, earthquakes and, you know, fires and flooding and tornadoes. And okay, well, what are the real chances of those things happening to us? Oh, it's very rare, but still, we want to have mitigation plans. What kind of stuff you talk about? I just had my last meeting today with them, in fact. And, you know, they're literally telling me that they want to harden our fire stations. Right, well, what do you mean by that? Well, you know how when a 747 hits, here's what he said today, when a 747 hits a nuclear reactor and just slides off of it, that kind of hardening we're talking about.
What the heck? Oh my God.
Well, first off, you know, I mean, for what reason? You know, if a 747 lands in the middle of town, it's not worried about the whole town. Forget the fire department.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, you know, that's just an example. Well, you know, hardened against water. What do you think's going to happen? Well, we think this may be high wind. Well, those are two different things you're talking about there. You know what? What is going on? And, you know, they're just so we have to put together. And I went to the first two meetings. There's six mandatory meetings. That was the first two, and I said, this is a waste of time. You know, if you don't show up, well, what's going to happen? Well, we don't know, but the law says you have to be involved in this. So we set up this meeting today and had this final meeting. But when we first got there, they made this map out. It's like 10 feet by 5 feet of the whole county. And he said, we want to know every important thing in this county.
Stay there. We're going to come back with Bob Chapman. This has got about 30 seconds left. We'll tell you what's really going on here. Stay with us.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. E-Foods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust E-Foods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, finishing up with this clip of an emergency management official in Indiana. They spread out this big map of the county, and then it's totally detailed, and they want to, quote, be told everything by the county officials. Of course, they already know everything. They have federal maps of that they've quietly gotten. This is to practice having them follow orders. They say it's a required meeting, you got to come to it. And there's meeting after meeting after meeting, and then always there'll be more meetings. And they're really identifying who they can work with. Remember, FEMA went in and cut the communication lines, jammed the police cell phone system, cut their radio system in New Orleans, and blocked aid from coming in, and then sent in the military to confiscate guns from the high and dry area. And then they admitted it was all a laboratory test. Then by claiming FEMA screwed up, they then got even more funding and power. Let's finish up the clip and then go to Bob Chapman.
So we set up this meeting today and had this final meeting. But when we first got there, they laid this map out. It's like 10 feet by 5 feet of the whole county. And it said, we want to know every important thing in this county. We want to know where police departments are, where weapons are stored, hazard material, where can we land a helicopter, where are the airports, how big of a plane can you land in those airports, where are all the bridges, where are all the power stations, where are all the generating stations, where are all the substations. I mean, they literally want to know everything. I'm sitting there thinking of this, as, you know, and I'm thinking, man, if there was ever a martial law, this kind of information is exactly the kind of stuff they're going to want, because we're just laying it all out for them right there.
Okay, there you have it. Bob Chapman, I've reverse engineered this article. It's also from a good source, and we already have confirmed every sub-piece of it. This is nationwide, including rural areas. We know they've been building this for decades, but it appears they're bringing it to a head, and they think the financial collapse is what's going to help them carry it out. That combined with some type of bioweapon release. Do you think there's any way to stop the globalists from doing this, or do they smell blood and they're just going for broke to destroy the country?
Well, first of all, you'd be commended for putting this kind of information out. There's very few entities that would even attempt it. And it's something the American people have to know. This will be on InfoWars, won't it?
Yes, it's there now.
It is, and because I want to carry that, so make sure that I get it by email. And it's hard to say what they're going to do and when they're going to do it. Yes, they could use the financial collapse, the chaos that follows, as an excuse to implement martial law. Those who disagreed obviously would be somehow subdued. I don't think that's going to be easy for them. A lot of law enforcement people will balk, not all of them. And at the same time, I think the attitude of the military is, if we don't get shot at, we're not going to shoot anybody. And so the timing is very, very difficult. I mean, something like this could happen next week, or it could happen 2.5 years from now. But what we have to do is hope it takes time for them to do that so that we can get the word out to everybody that this is what they're up to, and get these people out there climbing all over their congressmen saying, why are these people doing this? Why do they need to find out the best place to bury 400,000 bodies?
Well, they have all the FEMA coffins stored in Colorado and Georgia and Texas and New York and California. And, I mean, they admit, I have the mainstream articles where they say they've got mass graves ready and incinerators and coffins. And then we go show the video of the coffins, and people go, that's not real. Sure, it's a company that makes plastic coffins, and there's a million of them out there. But so what? They need the coffins. And now the public's saying, well, they just now are announcing martial law may be needed because of the financial crisis. Bob, you worked in military intelligence before you became a successful stockbroker and then gold and silver dealer and then one of the most publicized financial writers in the world, biggest newsletter in the world, until he retired and then came back. I mean, for anybody who studied history, this is a classic creeping death takeover. This is the German Operation Valkyrie that Hitler set up to take over Germany. And that they tried to reverse on him with, of course, what happened with the film Valkyrie. It's based on the true story. But, I mean, there's no doubt this is going on. The Army now admits they're preparing for it. You've got these poor compartmentalized county officials who are just now the light bulbs going off because the buzz is going on out there. The good news is we do now have 25 states. It was 21 2 days ago. Now it's 25 states moving who have passed or are passing legislation reaffirming the 10th Amendment states' rights, and in the bills it says no martial law, no gun confiscation. They're telling the state police and counties and others, you will not break the law and follow the New World Order. But then the state police are coming into the state houses and fighting them because they're really federal in Oklahoma and other places. We're having the state reps on. We are confirming this, Bob. This is really happening. But again, the deus ex here is the states. That is the cavalry, and I agree with you. Everyone has to go crazy with these documents, with the Army bills, have the facts go before your city council, bring two or three of your friends to give their time to you so you have time. Get up there and say, this is happening. We know you're in consultation with them. Say no. The globalists will not implode the economy fully unless they think they can get away with this.
You're absolutely right. And your reference to Operation Valkyrie is a correct one. It's a slow-moving program that is encompassing the entire nation, and very few people know about it. And as you say, a lot of people will say, many people will say, well, what can we do about it, or I don't believe you. But, Alex, all we can do is what we can do, and that is get the information out and try to get people to become active in going to their legislatures and telling them, look, we got to pass this sovereignty issue, and we also have to stop the federal government from ordering our people around in our state to try to make them do that.
Well, Bob, I have to, every 5 minutes now, restrain my instinct, my survival instinct, as I have small children, to get out of the country. I understand that I'm a marked man. I understand that there's nowhere to run, that it's a global order. But I have to restrain my instinct. You, of course, left the United States years ago seeing this. But, you know, you're grown up. Your children are adults. You know, but I guess that's why I've expanded our operation while we're even upping the game. Because, you know, that way, I mean, I'm just committed. I'm going to the bitter end. It just, the nightmare could all end if the dumbass, and I'm sorry to use that term, but that's what it is, if the dumbass public would just wake up, man. It's so horrible, Bob.
It's my 50th year in this. Believe me, I believe you. I've been there. And incidentally, if you want to hide your kids, I'll hide them for you.
Oh, it's not even that. I know there's, you know what, I put it all in God's hands. It's just that primitive instinct, Bob, is just constantly get out of here, get out of here, get out of here, get out of here, get out of here. And I see the elite
we
all
about
leaving.
This 5 years ago, Alex.
Yeah.
All we can do is what we can do. We'll just keep on trying and trying and trying. And maybe we'll be successful. But we need the listeners' help. They've got to do something. Every one of you people out there must know somebody who's in state government. Take the time. Call. Email. Go to the state house. Do something. Please.
Yeah, you've got to put on a suit, and you've got to go to that neighbor that's a state rep. You've got to be professional and lay out all the bills, the documents. And man. It's just so real, Bob. And it's not just a regular banana republic, corrupt El Jefe general running things, and they kind of leave you alone. This is the hardcore New World Order. These are the guys that when they gut a country, they kill half the population.
That's right. And after that, they say, these are the people who are going to be allowed to go to school. These are the people who are going to be accountants, and these are people who are going to be doctors and so on and so forth, and they're going to tell you how you can breed, if you can at all, and they will tell you where you're going to live, where you're going to work. You'll have to have a passport to move from one town to another, and that expression, let me see your papers, will be very, very common, and it's going to be horrible, and they laid it out years ago. I had this conversation in 1964, and now that this is it. They're ready to act. They're looking for the right moment.
And there's all these good old boys that think they're part of the system. They don't understand. In a tyranny, the majority of the public get looted, including all of the little minions.
Either do what you're told or you're liquidated, along with your family.
Yeah, let me explain this to you. Police, military, FBI, others, who do you think the thugs running this are going to know? They're going to know you. Who do you have scores with? Who didn't like you at Quantico going to school? Or who didn't like you in police academy? Or who didn't like you in... I heard the governor of Alabama, who they've had to release now, they shut up, and it's now come out in testimony federally, that Karl Rove just didn't like him because he'd said something rude to him decades ago, so they just had him arrested. I mean, if they can do that to a governor, Siegel, they've now released him. He did have like some 7-year federal sentence. They dieseled him for months. I mean, the point is that most of you that serve the system, they're going to put you in prison and kill you because they know you know the crimes they've committed. Bob, you want to explain that to them?
Well, I think that you become part of the system. We've used you, and now we need to get rid of you because you know too much. I think it's as simple as that. And don't forget, the law is what they say it is. Just like when they tell the people at the state, look, these are federal mandated meetings and you've got to come, whether you like it or not.
Speaking of Valkyrie, here comes Fly of the Valkyries. All right,
napalm
Bob, stay
in the morning.
Yeah. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory. Stay there, Bob Chapman. Let's get into the economy when we get back. I'm going down with the ship, folks. Stay with us.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You know, when I go back to the Alamo, they knew the enemy was coming. When they got there, they knew they were outnumbered 10 to 1. They sent out riders for help. The help didn't get there on time. And we're here. We've been right all along. We've had the information, the sources. We understand what's going on. It's horrible beyond imagination. And we're here right now saying to all of you, you better scream bloody murder. You better have your facts straight. You better get out there. And then the globalists will back off and may even ease off on the economy. But if they think you're going to go along with martial law through an implosion where they get to reorganize everything and control it, they're going to go for broke. And so because I do love this country and I do love humanity, I'm committed to this. You know, we joke around, we have fun here, but sometimes I think I shouldn't even do that because it kind of downplays the seriousness of it all. But at the same time, I'd go crazy if I didn't put a nice face on it sometimes. It's so real. It's so historical. It's so concrete, Bob Chapman. And I just don't know what else to say.
Well, I think we said as much as we can. People have to go to InfoWars and get the information, and it will be there, won't it, Alex?
Yes, we have the article of FEMA and DHS preparing mass graves and martial law near Chicago. And then under it, we have links to previous articles. FEMA, it's not about food, it's about martial law. It's not about floods, it's about martial law. FEMA sources confirm coming martial law. FEMA sources confirm martial law. FEMA starts PR campaign with new YouTube channel. Governor proposes martial law. FEMA trains to take you to the camps. FEMA accused of twisting science and report on trailer damage. Dark Knight movie reflects real martial law in Chicago. Internment camps ready for mass illegal alien influx. U.S. military preparing for domestic disturbances. FEMA preparing for collapse of Mexico. CIA preparing public for, I mean, it goes on and on. And all the bills, all of it, all the people didn't believe us when we had the preacher documents. They were being preparing their flocks for martial law. And then now it's mainstream news, Bob.
That's right. And but, you know, you're on the cutting edge. Well, we both are, but you more so than myself. And we've just got to keep on doing what we're doing. And we've got to get the people out there as best we can to act upon the information, which is bona fide and truthful, and see what we can do with it. I mean, I'm astounded that we have 26 states declaring a sovereignty issue. I mean, if you'd asked me a week ago or 6 months or a year ago if that was possible, I would have said, I don't really think so. And look what's happened. What was the catalyst for that, Alex?
We have educated the patriots. So many people and so many constituents have warned their state reps over and over again that now I have them on. They go, we didn't believe this till we looked at it, and it's all true. You're right. It's martial law, FEMA camps. I mean, some of these guys are former Army officers who have degrees in history. They know as much as I do when we get them on air. I mean, they know everything. And so it looks like folks have actually been doing their job, and the states have found out under PDD 51 and John Warner Defense Authorization Act that they are to be removed. They've learned that Congress has now been removed and is now ceremonial. And so it's exciting. But at the same time, this is only introduced in most of these states. We need to have it passed in all of them and then act upon it. But it just shows that that's what's so frustrating. If we stand up and fight in the info war, if we spread the word and say no, nothing can stop us. But its inaction ensures the enemy's victory. And, I mean, this is a war, ladies and gentlemen. This is life and death. We have the enemy coming against us, and there's those of us standing against it. And we are deciding to put ourselves in the way of the greatest crime syndicate on earth. Because we know that you can't kneel to it, Bob.
There is no way to kneel to it. They will destroy you. They're evil, evil people. And you can't make deals with them. And if you're going to get killed in the process, that's just the way it's going to be. You can't submit to these people because submission is death, one way or the other. So you may as well go down fighting.
Well, I hope a lot of folks don't just say, okay, well, when they come for me, I'll get them. No, ladies and gentlemen, you need to educate them now. Because I'm talking to a lot of police and a lot of military, and there is a buzz there as well, Bob. We got to push it over the edge. I think the enemy may have overplayed their hand. I think this could bring them down, Bob.
I think you're right, but we've got to get it to enough people, the public, but also, as you say, law enforcement. And we got to make them understand what these people are up to.
All right, let's get into the economy when we come back, Bob. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. Just some days it just really hits me how real it is. I mean, I know it's real, but just when it consciously and subconsciously in your heart, your gut, your soul hits you. They built death camps for our families.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The ecolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call ecolablue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit ecolablue at ecolablue.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around?
Just thank God we've got people that are willing to fight.
Here the trumpets, the pipers.
Thank God. There's hundreds of millions of guns and tens of millions of people that are ready to fight. That may be the only thing that saves us if the enemy goes to red level and moves. If they keep the low intensity creeping going, we're going to defeat them as well.
Some are born and some are dying.
We've got everything good in our lives we have is the people sacrificed before us. And we owe it to future generations to do whatever it takes to defeat tyranny. We got George Humphrey in studio in the last hour. Got two state reps from New Hampshire fighting the New World Order takeover coming up next hour. I'm going to go back to Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, in a moment.
as we continue to fund our operation and spread the info. Don't forget, the Obama deception ships March 15th, and the orders will be shipped out in the order they came in. Those that pre-order will be the first to get it. You can go to theobamadeception.net or link through on the big banner at Infowars.com. You'll also be able to watch the film March 15th in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And the New World Order is betting everything they've got on Obama as the new front man to continue the agenda. By exposing him, and if this film goes viral, look what the Clinton Chronicles did to Clinton. And this is much more hardcore than that. By exposing that he's a puppet, the New World Order shill, and a liar. This film is powerful. It's almost done. Then I got to get mass produced and out to you. By doing this, this is just one salvo. You're out there with your own salvos, but just pre-order the Obama deception today, ladies and gentlemen, at Infowars.com or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. One other sponsor I wanted to tell you about isn't even really a sponsor at all. It's just super exciting what they're doing. And I believe in what they're doing. It's the best little AM unit we found. When you hook it up right, it goes 3 miles. Then you put signs up everywhere in that 3 mile area. And in high density areas, you could get tens of thousands listing. In other areas, hundreds. And these are legal. This is a legal AM system, and it goes up to 3 miles when you hook it up right. They've got all the know-how, all the documentation. And I happen to know what these cost them, because they're hooked into the manufacturer. They're not even really making any money on this. So I hope you'll check it out. It's trutham.com, trutham.com. There's a banner on the right-hand side halfway down on Infowars.com as well. Here is a new way to fight the New World Order. Imagine having this radio show you're streaming off the web and other shows on 24/7 on an AM dial to help get the word out about the New World Order and the military-industrial complex. Upper AM frequencies have plenty of open stations. You can broadcast with the Rangemaster AM certified transmitter. It's the only FCC certified transmitter which one can operate at full power with maximum modulation reaching further with the highest fidelity. These transmitters can be stacked or synchronized together, allowing for multiple units in one location across several locations near or distant. They also are completely adjustable and use only the highest quality parts. And Chez Kane is available full-time to help you with your operation. They're great folks. Give them a call, 800-579-0580, 800-579-0580, or trutham.com. And listen, you need micro AMs. In the crisis we're in, go for it. And micro FMs. Have internet programming on them, the truth, do your own shows, and then have the listeners first before the globalists try this, and this may stop it in your town. I'd like to see them try it, say, in Fredericksburg, Texas, where we've been on for, I think, like 10, 11 years straight. I mean, good luck. Or even Austin, Texas. That's why I got the police chief saddling up next to me wanting to be friends and go to dinner. Yeah, sure. But that guy is something else. I know you're listening. It shocks me how much he listens. Hello, Chief R.D. Savannah. All right, I'm going to go back to Bob Chapman. Bob Chapman, good to have you here with us. Let's get into the economy now. I mean, it's the establishment is jumping up and down saying it's the end of the world, trying to destroy confidence. That much is clear. Now they've openly again announced, Time Magazine this time, that they want a world government bank. The title of the article is The New World Order, last week, that will, quote, knock the heads of the people of America, that will control the United States, that we will pay our taxes to, and that will control all industry. I mean, this is open world government by the bankers.
If you remember, we discussed, starting about 6 weeks ago, my idea that what they wanted to do was to denigrate the system throughout the world, which they're in the process of doing, and at some point, devalue the dollar and default on the debt, and all other nations would do the same thing, and then usher in a new currency and an attempt at one world government. And so the things that you're seeing going on are not through incompetence. They didn't happen that way. They were planned that way. When it's going to happen, I don't know. It's certainly up for conjecture. But the events are being put in place. The stock market has been kept from going down further than it is right now by the government. You can see them in there every day. They're not artful at it anymore. They don't care what you think. They're arrogantly rigging the market, and they come in the last half hour, and if the market's down, they run it right back up again like they did yesterday. Market was down 250 points on the Dow and ended up off just several points on the day. And, of course, when they feel like it, they take a whack at gold and silver and other things. Oil. I mean, look what they've done to oil. They've got it down to $34 a barrel. I mean, who would have ever thought at $147 per barrel that we'd be looking at $34 a barrel? Incidentally, the oil sands in Canada are now unprofitable. I think their break even is around $40. And so, and they are the number one oil export into the United States, so that's going to have some impact there. But anyway, they are in there manipulating the markets, and they're not going to stop doing it, and they don't care what we say. They're going to do what they want to do because they think that they're going to be able to take over and accomplish what they've set out to do. So what can we expect? Well, we can expect before the year is over, and maybe quite soon, that the stock market will break down to new low levels, probably 6,000, 6,500 on the Dow, and it's around 7,900 approximately right now. If that happens, I would expect that gold would move higher, perhaps go up and test its highs, perhaps go up to $1,200 an ounce, maybe $1,700 an ounce this year, who knows? All I know is that when you have a depression, the only thing that holds its value against everything else is gold.
Well, Bob,
keep it in mind.
You said 2 weeks ago here, when gold was at 840, that you thought it was going to go up and test 830, and then if it went past that, that it was going to probably go up to 1,000 very soon. It's hit, what, 945 this week and is right up there right now?
Yes, that's correct. It slipped back here this morning. At 3:30 this morning, it was down 980. Yesterday, it was off a little bit. And what they call this is a slight retracement. And they call it technically filling gaps. And that's what gold is doing right now. The technicians are allowing the debt gaps to get filled here for the next launch, which will be against the former high, intraday $1,033, if memory serves me correctly. And so, fortunately, especially for subscribers and listeners who are doing business with Midas, when I made that call a couple of weeks ago, I was dead on. I'm a little disappointed that I didn't actually pick the intraday bottom of 812, but that's okay. I was close enough. And we're in a very powerful move, and the commercial shorts continue to increase their short position. And they're short right now around 170,000 contracts. Long term, they usually short 95, so whatever is beyond that is new. Not too long ago, several months ago, their short positions were over 200,000. They went to about 230,000. So we have that distance between 170 and 230,000 contracts that speculators can come in and buy gold. Speculators are out of the market. And if they come in, this thing's going to whiplash and just go bang upward.
Now,
so it looks very, very good.
Now, Bob, I'm looking at the chart right now. Gold went to a high of $946 an ounce. It's at $939 right now. That is up over $130 just in the last, what, month?
That's correct, since we made the call. And I don't try to play the market short term. I just try to tell people, look, this thing's ready to go. Go all in. And many of them have, and needless to say, they're prospering because of it. And but I think this is going to reach and test and go through. And it's going to be very powerful. There's going to be an awful lot of money made.
You know what Ted offered on there? Sorry, Bob, go ahead.
Say that again, please.
No, I was saying Ted offered on air 2 days ago gold that he bought in the market at 8:30 at the 9:35 level. That was over $100 over when he bought the gold in the market, beating even his previous deals. I told listeners that he was going to run out of that gold at that price. He did. It's gone. But he was able to get a deal near that, and he still has some silver at the old deal, but the gold is gone at the old deal. I wanted to bring Ted in briefly, and if folks don't take advantage of it, they're insane. Gold was, you know, $280 five, six, 7 years ago, and now it's, you know, up at 940. It's been up to 1,030. All I know is they can play games with it, but long term, it's only going up in a hyperinflationary system. I mean, is it 100% investment? There's no such thing, especially in this market. But it is the safest bet out there. It's what the elites buy. Ted Anderson, tell folks the new insanely good offer.
Well, here's what it is. I mean, when gold was down there at that 830 level, I did pick up a bunch of stuff. We were offering those francs down there at 202 at that time. Now they're currently at 221. Now you could say, well, they're up and it's too late to buy it. Not really, because gold currently right now at this time, this is the stuff that I picked up at 870. Gold francs at this time are a 235, so I have them at 221, a fabulous buy. And then I have the British sovereigns right now. We've been talking about those. Presently, I have those at the price of 275, and the market right now is carrying them for 288. The thing that I have that's still down there, when that silver was low at that $9 to $10 level, I was picking up bags of Walking Liberties and bags of Mercury Dimes. And I have the Walking Liberties currently right now at 869 or 173 per roll. They're going to be up a lot higher. The Mercury Dimes currently right now are at $1.59 each or 1590 per units of 100 face. And both of those are a fabulous buy, but we have older $10 liberties and $10 or $20 gold pieces. I mean, we have a whole array of things here that when I see the market dipping and I watch what's going on in Washington D.C. And no offense to the people that are the supporters of Barack Obama, but I'm telling you, they're doing everything that they could possibly do right now, 100% wrong. I mean, they are thinking that the solution to this debt problem that we have right now is to create more debt. And that is only going to...
Well, they're the bankers, Ted. It's bad for all of us, but good for the New World Order to further enslave everybody. But Bob Chapman, how good of a deal as a gold and silver expert is the offer Ted is offering?
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Well, the thing about it is, Bob, I mean, if I can get in here and just take advantage of those market dips, I mean, like you said, when gold was down there at that 817 and you're saying buy, I'm right with you. I'm like, you know, I need to buy as much as I can, stack it up in my safe, get as much coming to me at that price level as I can, because I just know that with the President and Congress and everything that's going on, the news that's out there, that you can count on the fact that it's going to go back up again. And that's exactly what it's been doing for the last year, year and a half. And there's no question about it in my mind that if I can get it and take advantage of it, when that thing broke back down below that $900 level and started dipping around 870, I'm accumulating. I know most of the people in the market are like getting scared and they're covering their mouth and going, oh, it's coming back down again. I can't buy this. That's just the exact opposite of what you need to do. You need to buy it at that time. So that's
Ted always tells you buy when it's low, but look at the chart. It's only going straight up, but people don't. They buy when it's high. So Ted does the best thing. He buys it when it's low and sells it to you at the low price when it's high, when he knows you'll act. So it's just a win-win-win-win-win all around. You cannot beat this deal. So you've got sovereigns, you've got francs, you've got $10, you've got $20 gold pieces, you've got silver dimes. Right now at the insane level of 870 with gold up there at 940 right now as we speak. So, folks, please take advantage of this. 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Ted, the old deal's gone now. We told folks this is the next best thing. How long can you hold this?
Well, I'm going to be holding on all the way. I mean, I know it's Friday, so I'm prepared to go right through to Monday. You know, right as we turn the clock midnight, I'm stopping it. And if the prices hold and for some reason I'm able to do some more inventory after that, I'll do it. But I'm going to have to keep an eye on it.
All right, 800-686-2237. And, folks, for the last 3 weeks I've meant to buy a few gold coins and some silver for my family, and I've been too busy and I haven't done it. So I know how it is. Guess what? Alex gets the new price, but it's still the best price anywhere in the market. Don't wait till it goes up even more like I've done. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. They'll be there right through to Sunday night. Right, Ted?
Be here.
All right. Thank you, Ted Anderson. 800-686-2237. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
I mean, what do you really expect to happen when you let foreign offshore banks since 1913 control the issuance of currency and credit? They bought almost everything up. Now they've domesticated everybody. They hired top scientists more than 100 years ago to figure out how to brainwash and dumb people down. It's all public. And now they're wanting to pull a mass culling, as Prince Philip calls it, Queen Elizabeth's husband. Now they're wanting to have a big cultural revolution and convert us to being lapdogs and disarm us. I mean, it's here. Bob Chapman, I don't think they're going to get away with it, though. This is not Russia. This is not China. I know we're decadent and wicked people now, but there's still a lot of good left in us. I hope folks will get a copy of the International Forecaster, theinternationalforecaster.com, get a free online copy of it, or subscribe, get it twice a week. It's a huge intelligence report, invaluable information. Or you can also call Ted Anderson at 800-686-2237 and get a free trial hard copy, 800-686-2237. We got 4 minutes left. Anything else that you think is important to add, Bob Chapman?
Yes. I think next week gold will be moving higher. I think that the stimulus program will probably levitate the economy for a few months, maybe as much as six, and it'll be over. I think early next year we'll have a new stimulus program because the first one wasn't powerful enough. And that'll be over $2 trillion. And all that will do is extend the problems that we have into 2012, particularly in real estate. And I noticed the other day, just before the market was over, the administration was talking about helping people with their loans. Where they're going to get the money from, I don't know. They're finally coming out with some of the details on the stimulus package. And again, as Ted said earlier, it's just not going to work. And we've seen history, particularly the 1930s and the 1920s, and we know what to expect. We know the failure of the FDR administration, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the failure of the Weimar Republic during the 1920s due to reparations and other problems. And, of course, that brought to power people like Mussolini and Hitler. And I guess we're going to have our own version of that, or at least the insiders think that we're going to have our own version of that shortly.
One point, and, Bob, I don't see it going out to 2012. I mean, the commercial real estate going belly up, the car market going belly up, all these companies going belly up. Stimulate the economy by refurbishing government buildings, and then Robert Reich is out saying, well, we don't want to hire white men. That's actual quote. I mean, so they're going to give the illegal aliens some jobs.
Well, that's why I call him the evil dwarf. And I got a lot of flack from that when I did that. I guess it was about 15 years ago. And I've spoken to him, and he says, I know who you are. But anyway, he's no dummy, and he's part of this package of evil people. And they're pandering to the minorities, and that's the way they hope to continue to get their brand of internationalism into power. And that's probably what George Bush was all about, make everybody as mad as you can so that the A-team can come in and finish off the job. But I agree with you, Alex. They're going to go for it, and they're not going to win. And it's going to be very painful economically, financially, and there could be a lot of people would get killed as well. But we will win at a price because we didn't do our homework earlier, and this time they're not going to get away with it.
Bob Chapman, always informative to have you on. Godspeed. We'll see you this time, Lord willing, next week.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye, listeners.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.